This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Tuesday. It doesn't even feel like a Monday to me. It just feels like a Tuesday. Like, I was really psyched for the three-day weekend. That was nice. I hope everybody had a great Memorial Day weekend. We are going to go live, if we're not already, on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page right now. So go to facebook.com/Sarah and Vinny, and we'll be there. I'm going to look right now and see if we're live, Vinny.
Always do that.
I like to see. Oh, and we are. We're live. Hello, people of Facebook, people of the world of Facebook. The reason I want to do this,
I had my makeup team here today.
Well, thank goodness, Vinny. You look amazing.
Thank you so much.
Your lighting crew is obviously there as well. I think he's Mr. Sun. Is that you're all lit up from your front windows? So let's do the sponsor here. It is Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows educators and students need access to more personal protective equipment and technology now. So the Fremont Bank Foundation donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts to buy supplies to keep people safe while learning continues for our community's youth. Important work from local friends. So we talked a little bit last hour about the Friends reunion special. It's on HBO Max, and really they're doing it to remind you that that's where all the Friends shows are streaming now. They used to be, I want to say you could see them on Netflix, or maybe it was Amazon or something, but they got them all and they gathered them and they put them on HBO Max. And they got all six of the cast members together and did a reunion show. It was nearly foiled by the pandemic, but they finally got it together and it aired last week. And it's good. It's really good. Mm-hmm. We talked a lot about it at the end of last week, because it is sort of sad to see the state that Matthew Perry's in, but even he more or less brought it, and it does remind you of what a great show it was. It was really
fun. I liked it. I watched it over the weekend. I thought it was really good, and they're great memories.
There were so many things that I'd completely forgotten about, like when Ross and Monica, who are brother and sister on the show, they are in some kind of a, it looks like that Solid Gold show, or excuse me, those shows where you'd be dancing to the beat and you'd want to get featured, like you'd want to be up on one of the stands where everyone could watch you dance. And they said, well, we're going to pull out the routine. And here's where it gets visual. So, and I had totally forgotten about that episode, but it's hilarious because they have, as kids do, they hang together their whole lives. My brother and sister and I, we have millions of videos where we're doing music videos to John Cougar songs, or because that's what he was called back in the olden days, and or to whatever. We act out like talk shows and stuff, but that's what kids do. And so these two had a routine in their made up fictional world of childhood, and they do it on, they showed that on the reunion special, and it was great. And I don't know how Courtney Cox and Ed Sheeran know each other, but I know Ed Sheeran knows her through the show Friends, because I don't know how much time they spent rehearsing this thing, but for some reason, Courtney Cox and Ed Sheeran were able to pull off the routine together in England. I'm not sure even where they are. Here we go.
Oh,
Now, if you're on Facebook watching this, you're enjoying the visuals. And if you're just listening to the radio as you do, you need to go later and look at the Facebook page so that you can see the, I mean, Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, he's killing it.
He's what a dancer. What a dancer.
You and call that
now,
killing it, do
it's time
you?
For the big leap. Here we go. She's in his, oh, and he knocks him down. It's, you know, that's,
very cute.
There's a guy who's a good sport, and it's
right.
It's just super
he's
cute. What's funny is she still clearly remembers every move of it. It sounds like they're on some kind of a talk show, doesn't it? Like, there's a lot of people laughing, and mm-hmm. there's a whole laugh track.
There's a laugh track going on. I wonder, I don't know if that's done in post or what, you know.
I wonder if that's the original audio from the show, maybe.
Oh, that's quite possible.
You're so smart.
So, you know what I mean? Like, where that whole dance sequence with Ross and Monica, they probably just
took
that
the audio
snippet.
Just...
Yeah.
And then they played along to it.
Yeah.
Because it does seem like they're in the middle of a field without makeup or a production crew.
Yeah, I think they probably just...
someone's just filming it
on their
phone.
They just went for it, and then in post, they probably lined up the audio.
That's adorable.
Seems anyway. Like a lot of work just for social media, but social media gets you 2 million hits or something. Isn't that probably bigger than many TV shows?
Let's see. It has 7,493,000 views. It was posted one day ago. And let me see. And,
1 day.
Yeah. Wow. And it has about 2 million likes on it.
There you go.
So let me
Worth
see how
it.
Many followers. Ed Sheeran 32. Has 32.3 million followers. Plenty of them. So I don't know the backstory on this, whether or not they're friends in real life or maybe she just has a place in England and it's next door to Teddy's house. I'm not sure. There was another cute story about Ed Sheeran.
She might have been doing press for the Friends reunion.
Sure.
Who knows?
Absolutely. He was saying that, and I think this is really true. Like, all John cares about, Guitar John, my longtime husband, all
you
he cares
him
about
Guitar John. Now.
Guitar John.
Just, everyone calls him Guitar John now to keep him separate from Johnny. And so Guitar John loves playing guitar. It's right in the name. And his whole life he's been this way. If he has a moment and there's always a guitar nearby and he picks it up and plays. So when we had kids, that I expected that to continue. And every time he would sit down, just be in a room next door even, the kid would just jet to him and put his hands on the neck of the guitar and say, "No, Daddy, no, no, no."
That's
and
nice.
If I sang, "No, Mommy, no, no." Weird. Like, all they wanted to hear was the They Might Be Giants children's album, which is great, but honestly, how many times can you hear the same album over and over? So I was reading about Ed Sheeran. He's got an 8-month-old baby, a little girl. And she cries every time he sings around her. So if he can't even like lullaby her to sleep, he's like, it's a bit frustrating. You know, this is what Daddy does.
Right.
Plus he's Ed Sheeran. I mean, he has a beautiful voice, but I guess anytime he's, she does like Shape of You. He'll play her Shape of You. That's like the one song that she's like, all right, I'll listen to this. But the rest of them are if he sings to her in person.
That's very funny.
I have another story today about, as you know, Guns N' Roses, they're the Saturday night stars of Bottle Rock this year.
That's
so
right.
It's exciting. If you never had a chance to see Guns N' Roses back in the day, you can see them now. They toured with, here we go. Back in the day, they toured with Faith No More. And I just thought, there's so much in here for me, for you. I'll just do the story, even though it's really just about bands. You know, bands can be, they can have a great time on the road. They can all hate each other on the road. There's a lot of pranks that get played.
I believe Faith No More opened up for the huge stadium tour that was Guns N' Roses and Metallica together.
Ding, ding. Exactly.
Okay.
So this is 1992. This would have been at the height of their... Faith No More's fame with Epic. Mm-hmm. They were on SNL at the time. I mean, this was a good year for them. So they're touring with Guns N' Roses and Metallica. And Mike Patton, who's the singer of the band, said, "It was a total drag touring with Guns N' Roses. I hate to say it, they treated us like crap."
Oh.
So they were always looking for little ways to just have fun at Guns N' Roses' expense. So at, they're always looking for like little something messed up to do to them every single day while they were out on tour. So one time he took a chocolate cake from the backstage catering table and fudged into it. And
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you do. You do. It's he took it. He made some chocolate and added it to the chocolate cake.
Oh, come on.
I know. He said, then we watched because I was hoping like maybe Axl Rose will eat it. But then a crew member picked it up.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
So Mike Patton had to run over there and go, you don't want that. Because, you know, the band giggling, hiding behind amps and giggling as they watch the table is kind of a giveaway. Like, you can picture them.
That's disgusting, though. You know what? Mm-hmm. I love Faith No More, and I love Mike Patton. He's in 10 bands. He's in Mr. Bungle and Dead Cross and
he's very
Tomahawk.
Busy.
And, I mean, it's just endless. This guy's very productive. But I'm bummed to hear the pooping on a cake thing. That sucks.
Not in. I think he made a hole and
whatever. Yeah. Gross.
He blames youthful stupidity for all his antics. Another thing he did was, I don't know if this happened and this is like a famous incident, but he peed all over Axl Rose's teleprompter, in order to short it out, you know, so that Axl wouldn't know the words to his own songs. They don't say whether or not he managed to light the thing on fire with his pee. But somebody asked him about it, and he was just like, I hated those guys. They weren't fun, and they weren't good to us. Which kind of sucks, because you think there's plenty of room for all the rock bands.
Well, at the height of Guns N' Roses fame, they were over the top, for sure. Right. They were... you know, that rock and roll decadence thing to the extreme.
Which is too bad. It's, you know, I'm with you. I just think it's fun to do little pranks, but when you start getting into like bodily stuff.
Yeah, that's gross. Come on.
Yeah, both of those things are gross. It's like the teleprompter, who touches that except for the guy who has to operate it?
I know, Axl Rose doesn't even have to touch it. Yeah. And now they got to swap the unit out and it's all covered
that's
in
messed up.
Pee. I know. It is. It's gross. Yuck. I got a few things about Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah. The it couple.
They really are it. You know, they've been together forever now. Like, it's been well over a year. Well, not well over, but it's been over a year.
Has it?
It has.
I mean, who knows? I can't keep track of anything.
Last week, Machine Gun Kelly, who is just gushy over her still...
she is really pretty.
She is. Yep. She really is. It's true. He got on Twitter to celebrate a major milestone in their relationship. It was the first anniversary of something. What do you think it was? The first anniversary of?
The first time they did it.
That's exactly what I would have thought, but that's not it.
Okay. Is it something really stupid?
Yep.
Okay.
First time they held hands.
Well, it's not stupid. It's not
first time we grabbed Froyo together.
No.
First time.
Froyo date.
He wrote, she said, I love you 1 year ago today.
That's a big deal. That's a big milestone.
I thought it was like
holding hands
or something.
It?
It's cute. I guess he keeps a diary and he looked back, let's see what happened 1 year ago today. Well, let me just see.
Who did this?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Gangster. And Megan
That's
Fox.
Real gangster.
And Megan Fox. She said, I love you 1 year
She said it
today.
First. All right.
Fans were touched and impressed by his post. That's not really necessarily a date that you'd remember. Your first date, maybe, or right, the first time you got busy with it. Everyone was saying, we will not settle for less. Ladies, this is what a real man does. It was about a year ago that rumors first circulated about them. I don't know exactly how long they've been dating, but on May 18th, 2020, they were photographed enjoying a drive together, and that's when some source told E! News, yeah, they're hooking up, and they have been for a while now. So congrats on a year, you guys. Over the weekend, Megan Fox jumped on stage with Machine Gun Kelly during his Indy 500 performance. I guess people knew she was there or hoped that she was there and started chanting Megan at the stage while he's trying to do a song. So she made them all happy and came out. And they,
oh.
There are a bunch of, obviously, because everyone has a phone now, so there's tons of video of this floating around on social media. But man, the smile that they have for each other, it's actually really, it's really cute. He's got to be a foot taller than her. She's tiny, and she's in heels. And he's just, you know, holding on to the mic, but kind of looking down at her. And just, it's actually really sweet. Good for them. I hope they have the greatest love of all.
Yeah, I think that's great.
She is wearing jeans that cover her belly button and not a whole lot else. It's a shirt that has sleeves and kind of covers her boobs. That's it. It's like a bikini top with long sleeves. She looks amazing. Oh, here's is this video of it? Oh, look at them. Oh, and they're passing a cigarette back and forth. Isn't that nice?
Oh, they are?
I'm assuming it's a cigarette. Oh, she's smoking it like a joint.
Yeah, it looks like it's a joint the way she's smoking it.
They're so cool.
Oh
my God.
Regular cigarettes just seem over to me. Like, you only see older people doing that, I think.
You know, the way they're holding it, it looks like a joint.
Yeah, the vaping I see younger kids doing, but I don't see regular tobacco.
She's just beyond foxy.
All right.
So. Anyway, there's really not
good
much
for
of the
them.
Story. Except that he performed at the Indy 500. And so that was exciting. And Megan came out and the whole place fell apart. In the meantime, over on the other side of the country.
People love, Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Brian Austin Green and his girlfriend, Sharna. Brian Austin Green is Megan Fox's ex.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one who is apparently in charge of their three kids. He had a nice pool day with the kids. Shauna Burgess is his girlfriend, and he put up a picture of Shauna, his girlfriend, and the three kids all gathered around her as though she were their mom.
Oh,
I don't know, acting it out. I'm sure Megan will have something to say about that, because one time he posted up a picture of himself. It was like a Halloween thing. He had a Halloween picture. And one of the littlest kid, whose name I think is Journey. Journey. So he puts up this picture of Halloween.
Brian
Austin Green does. And just because he's trying to live his life, Megan has left him now for Machine Gun Kelly. And she writes, "Why does Journey have to be in this picture? It's not hard to crop them out or choose photos that they aren't in." So that's her comment on his, which is fun.
What?
Yeah, good times.
Well, since you left me with the kids and we're doing this, I kind of just impose. What?
I know.
Are you commenting on my post?
How about you go back to stupping that guy you're with and leave me the hell alone? Right.
On his stage. What?
I'm here with our three kids. You don't get to tell me what to do anymore.
Well, I mean, why even crop out your own kid? What's the point?
Right.
Why would you even do that? Right.
Well, look, there's some people, and I certainly understand why they would say we don't want to, you know, our kids' faces out there, and we don't want them, you know, whatever trouble can come from that.
We agreed. Yeah, and we also agreed to be married. So.
Yeah, well, right. And those all-nighters you're pulling? You're pulling because I've got the kids at my house.
Yes. You're welcome. I'm posting whatever I want, biatch. And I'll leave you with this. We'll do anything for our kids. Jay-Z is revealing that he learned to swim because he had a kid. He said he didn't know how to swim, and he had Blue Ivy, and he went, if she ever falls in the water, because they got pools everywhere they go, you know. I guess he was just a guy who stood in pools and didn't swim in them. He was like, I need to take swimming lessons. Like, if she falls in the water and she drowns because I can't swim, there's no excuse for it. So he said, I didn't learn how to swim until Blue was born. There goes everything you need to know. This is a metaphor for our relationship. If she ever fell in the water and I couldn't get her, I couldn't even fathom that thought. I've got to learn how to swim. That's it. That was the beginning of our relationship.
You know what? That is, I think there are plenty of people who have kids and don't stress on it and don't worry. But
I don't know.
I had the same reaction, which is there's so many things I have to make sure are taken care of for these kids. And I've done each one, like checklist, you know, including the trust.
Yep.
There's just a ton of stuff you go, I got to take care of all this.
For them. Because when something happens to me, I want them to be able to grieve without having to worry about what's mom's password for this or that or the other thing.
Yep.
And that's it for the trash. Thank you for, if you're, I don't know if we're still, are we still on Facebook Live? Mm-hmm. Thank you for watching us on Facebook Live. We hope you enjoyed all the visuals and that. And if you listened to it and didn't get the visuals, you can always go back and we'll leave the Facebook Live up there. So the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I'll get to that kissing story I missed. Also, neighbors hate each other and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.